Your daily routine could be full of hormone disruptors that you don't even know. In our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, they're all messing with our hormones. And then on top of it, there's the natural hormonal change that our bodies go through, premenopause, menopause, our monthly cycle. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean that we don't also suffer through it. The good news is there are people that care, and we don't need to suffer through it anymore because we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. The beauty of adaptogens is that they help your body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Symptoms like PMS irritability, moodiness, discomfort, uncontrollable cravings. Menopause symptoms like hot flashes or night sweats, racing thoughts, low mood, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Lexi, L-E-X-I-E, at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. And use the code Lexi for 15% off today. I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults age 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider. And if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, rejoyn.com. Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the At Lexi podcast. Happy New Year. Last year, I made a 2023 report card. This year, I want to make a 2024 report card. I thought this year, personally, was such a wash. Just based on what I felt, I thought, it was kind of an uneventful year. Not a whole lot happened. And then on the flight back to LA after being home for the holidays, I went through and wrote 12 pages in my diary going over everything that happened this year. God, I couldn't have been more wrong, and I highly recommend that you all do that. I think it's great to do a swipe through of your camera roll just to even remember those little moments or things that happened last January, last February, last March that you think of as ages ago, because a lot of times I will just think in the recent history of, 2024, and think of it as October, November, and December when there was an entire year. And I want to give myself a pat on the back for all that I did. Even if it wasn't this monumental year, it still was a year in my life that made for some great stories in the future memoir. In my 2023 report card, I mentioned that I wanted to spend 2024 experimenting, doing more creative things, and I really didn't do that. I spent this year exploring, but I imagined myself doing more artistic work, painting on a giant canvas or sculpting something or welding something or building something that required hands. I also expected myself to be a personal assistant and produce more, and I made absolutely no steps in that direction. I think I'm proud of myself for last year, and maybe I'm being hard on myself. This is so stupid. Stick with me. If you're someone that has moved a lot in your life, it's easier to decipher your memories because they're associated with different homes or cities that you lived in, especially now that I'm not in school and I don't have the differentiation of, I was a sophomore, I was a junior, I was a senior, I was in seventh grade, I was in fourth grade. And because I don't have those grades, the equivalent became the apartments that I lived in. In 2017 when you lived on that sixth floor walk-up, or in 2016 when you lived in that house on the west side, or when you lived in Brooklyn, or when you lived in Chinatown, etc. And in 2024, I renewed my lease for a second time. And so this was my second year here, and the freshness of being in Silver Lake in Los Angeles and meeting all these new people, that had worn off and it made things a little bit blurrier. I think things are a bit clearer if you have a concrete fresh start, and I didn't have a concrete fresh start this year. So it was hard to decipher what this year was for me. Whereas other years have been the year that you moved to Los Angeles, the year that you moved to New York, the year that you went to school. Does that make sense? So that's why I thought come end of last year, it wasn't very eventful. And it took going through my camera roll, going through text, going through my phone to remember, going through my journal, going through my diary to see what I did. I didn't realize that I was having once-in-a-lifetime experiences once a week this year. I've always wanted to go to a football game. Not only did I go, but I got to go on the field. Fast forward, I got to go on the field for a Chargers game just a few weeks ago. So something that I always thought, oh, even a nosebleed seat would have satisfied that craving, that itch, that bucket list item. I want to see an American football game live. I got to go on the field and take photos of the players. Are you kidding? This last time I was in a booth with apparently like the U.S. number one tennis player. My dad was a tennis player and tennis coach. I should know who he is. I got to pretend to be a tour manager this year, and I was brought up on stage and had an audience of people cheering my name. That feels like a movie moment. I attended my first Coachella. I stayed at the Parker, which is one of my favorite hotels in the whole world. It's in Palm Springs. I love it there. I was invited to F1 with Claudia and Levi's. I had a Martha's Vineyard trip sponsored by Free People where I got to hang out with one of my best friends who grew up summering in Martha's Vineyard. We rented a white Jeep Wrangler, drove around the island in our bikinis listening to Brat. That's a core memory to me, being in a bikini, driving in a Jeep Wrangler with the top down in the summer on the East Coast, jamming out with one of my best friends. And then to have it sponsored by a brand that my mom had to have spent a small fortune on me growing up. The amount of money my mom had to have spent on me at Free People, it paid off. I just looked up to the sky and I was like, Mom, it paid off. I went to the Northwest. I got to see the coast of Washington and Oregon. I've always wanted to see that. I got a puppy that's asleep on my bed right now. He's already done more in his short life with me than some people have. Like the way that I keep sneaking this little puppy into the movies with me. He's already seen Wicked, the Bob Dylan movie, Baby Girl, and Nosferatu. He's been to Chateau Marmont. He's been to Camel Coffee. He's been on an airplane. He's flown coach. He's flown first class. He's been to Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Maryland, Virginia. We had a layover, so if you want to count that, he's been to St. Paul, Minnesota. He's about to go to the nail salon for the first time. It's been such a joy. I went home for the holidays, which I'll reflect on that maybe a little bit in this episode. Holidays have always been a hard time for me, and I loved having Spoon with me over the holidays. It was such a new element of joy because I got to show him things, and I got so much joy from that of introducing him to my friend's horses or introducing him to my friend's dogs and cats and watching him have play dates with friend's dogs of mine. It was so cute to watch him play for like an hour and a half with this Australian Shepherd. And the joy that it brought me made the holiday really, really special, especially with it, you know, balancing out with the sadder aspects of my personal life. In the recent months, I've lost two family members in the last month, and that's heavy on its own. So to get to have this new life that's only been on the earth since the end of September and watching him run and play has been a beautiful thing, and I can't wait to experience that in this upcoming year. But I also got to go to Charlie X, way different note, got to go to Charlie XCX's boiler room with Addison Rae, and I met Julia Fox, and then I later got to host a party for Julia Fox in New York, like months later. I accomplished another dream of mine, which was to be quote-unquote bi-coastal and do an apartment swap. So I found a friend to swap apartments with, and we did that for May and September. So I spent May and September in New York, and that was such a big accomplishment. And when I was thinking back on 2024, prior to doing these journaling pages, I had no memory of that whatsoever. I completely forgot about that. Like when I was in New York in May, what's that rock climbing gym in Williamsburg? Vital. I was a member of Vital. I was going almost every day, sometimes even twice a day, hanging out there, hanging out with my friend. Oh, it was so nice. It was so nice. I got to go to a Lakers game. I'd never been to a Lakers game before. There was a lot of sporting events. I went to Alex Morgan's retiring game in San Diego. So I saw a soccer game, basketball game, 3 football games. I got to be in a music video. Financially, I had one of the best summers of my entire career. I worked so much this summer. I had huge financial success from May to September. And that I have a lot to be grateful for. I have a lot to be grateful for. Working with brands that I've only ever dreamed of, like Free People. Also got to make a video for Chanel. Happy Mammoth, which is a company that I've been working with a ton on the podcast, wanted to work with me on Instagram. And that was gratifying to see that a brand liked me so much that they're like, we want to expand with you. I watched one of my best friends in the whole world become an aunt and take the job and the title full force and become practically a second mom to this baby. And it's been a beautiful, beautiful thing to watch, even just as a dress rehearsal to watch her become a mom. It's been beautiful. Then I had really random experiences. When I was swapping in New York in May, the day that I landed back in Los Angeles, I went to a ranch and went to this 2-day Zara event with horses and immediately left to go to a Japanese female wrestling event. So I was going from ranch to Japanese female wrestling within the span of an hour. It was so memorable. I started going to a shooting range out here, went a couple times. That's been so fun. I learned about McCall's. McCall's is my favorite grocer here. It's boutique and it's pricey, but to me, it is worth it. When I buy ingredients at McCall's to cook myself a meal or to eat some crudité, food is something that shouldn't be a luxury, especially when you're just looking for raw food. You're looking for carrots that taste like carrots, snow peas that taste like snow peas, meat that doesn't feel like it was pumped with antibiotics and hormones. And unfortunately, that's a high ticket item right now. Not to get political, because all I was trying to say is that I discovered McCall's this year, and they have these snap peas, and the bag of them is probably $10, and I had to have spent maybe $150 on snap peas this year, but they were so good, and I'm not kidding. That is one of the top 5 highlights of the year. I'm not kidding, is discovering the McCall's snap peas. I need to find where in my journal I wrote down, because I wrote down everything that I did, basically, you know, anything memorable that I did. Wrote it all down, which is why I took up 12 pages. But then I made a smaller list of my favorite events. And it's the way that I chose snap peas over Coachella. Coachella didn't make the list. It was an incredible time. It's not that Coachella wasn't fun. It's that the snap peas were that good. I also discovered Gato Dates this year. Painter's Pool. Painter's Pool was so much fun. Such a short-lived chapter. But a friend of mine discovered this group of people that would meet at a dive bar every Thursday and play pool. And there'd be a little pool tournament, and you either had to be a painter or you had to bring a painter. And it was a way that artists could meet each other. And I love it, but the girl that hosted it moved to New York, and I don't know if anyone took over. But that was so much fun. It was such a fun way to meet people in a casual, low-key way, because the Los Angeles social scene is not very open. It's kind of hard to crack your way into it. And Tashin one of my favorite book publishers in the entire world. I don't know if someone that worked there found my social media. I don't know how that all worked, if someone grew up watching me or if they just, I don't know how they found me, but I was invited not once but twice to go into Taschen this year and collect bags of the most beautiful collectibles of coffee table books and art books that I've ever laid my eyes on. And I have this incredible collection, and I inherited it this year. It was so beautiful. This year, my friends and I also made a sidewalk friend that we ended up going out to breakfast with a couple times at John and Vinny's. And he's just this late 30s businessman, real estate agent that we met outside of a yogurt shop in Beverly Hills. And there we go. There's so many beautiful aspects of this year that I'm looking through my journal, as I keep saying. And I had a whole cameo on that Boiler Room. If you go to Charlie XCX's Boiler Room, I was on shrooms. I was drunk. There's some part of the video where I make my way to the front and I put on my sunglasses because I remember in that moment thinking, oh, it's so bright. And that's because I was in the front. I was next to the DJ. I somehow replaced where Charlie was standing for a period of time. And I'm just like, wow, no clue. That's a highlight. But then also I have on here getting sidewalk chalk and drawing all over the bricks. I also went to a Dodgers game. I got to go to one of Frank Lloyd Wright's properties in Malibu. I went to San Diego and Los Olivos. I developed a relationship with Hyundai. Hyundai has spoiled me this year. I can thank TK for that. She brought me along on a brand trip with them. I met the team and they have really just been so, so kind to me. They lent me a car over the holidays with my family. And I got to drive a Kona around. I went to Sonoma Raceway earlier in December and I got to drive an Ioniq 5, Ioniq 6, Hyundai Elantra. I've driven a Tucson. I took a Santa Cruz up the coast when I was talking about going to the Washington and the Oregon coast. That was in a Hyundai Santa Cruz. I literally love them so much. And the cars are fantastic. So that was a huge, huge game changer, honestly, in my life. I met the owner of Fishwife. I love Fishwife. The amount of cans of Fishwife tin fish that I've eaten, saw that they were doing an event with Lisa Says Gaw in the neighborhood, walk over, Tyra and I fangirl over her. We're like, you don't understand, like, we came here for you. We love you. We love you so much. I went sculpting Seaside. USAL events, USAL. I think it might just be in California. Don't quote me on that. But they do different outdoors or artsy events. And one of them was going to a cliff, sitting by the water, and sculpting something out of clay. And that was a really fun day. Colin Estrada, one of my favorite designers. She's always had some of the coolest fashion shows. I mean, they're really a sight, and they continue to be. But I've been following since maybe 2017 or so, and they did a collab with Uggs, and they sent me a pair of Uggs, and that was really awesome. Then I have making bouquets for Lola. I can't believe that Lola passed away. Like, that kills me. I'm not in the position to talk about my grandma passing away. And you know what's so crazy is that expression feels so trite, and telling people my grandma passed away almost feels like a belittling statement because there's no confirmation on whether or not you guys were close. Whereas when someone says my parent passed away, you feel immense pain for them. But when you hear that their grandparent passed away or their aunt or uncle passed away, it's like, who's to say if you had a close relationship with them? Like, yes, of course, sorry for your loss. But losing Lola, my grandparents were so heavily involved in my upbringing that it feels like I lost a second mom, and I just have making her bouquets. Whew. That was fun, but it's just sad. Then, Tasha Franken, who was my Pilates queen over quarantine. When I was in lockdown, I was doing her 7-minute abs, 7-minute ass, 7-minute arm videos. Ended up meeting her at a Mara Beauty dinner. And she invited me in for a class. And so I got to go to a private class with her, which was such a full circle, beautiful moment. Another full circle, beautiful moment is one of my best friends has adored Aviator Nation for as long as I can remember. When I first came to LA or would visit her, she would always be in Aviator Nation sweats, and her sisters all were, and they were like, they're the comfiest, softest sweats that you'll ever be in your entire life. And then they invited me to a spin class, and I got to bring a friend, and she got to come, and they decked us out in sports bra, leggings, biker shorts, sweats, sweatshirts, socks, water bottle, the whole shebang. And getting to spoil one of your best friends in one of her favorite brands was an incredible feeling. Another couple friends of mine had, I don't know what you would call it. It was a presentation of different short films. There was a collective of a bunch of people with different short films, and they played them together in a small theater, and that was really, really cool. That was a really inspiring night to watch people that you know show things that they've made. It just made me want to go home and make things. I remember shortly after that, I thought, I have all these random videos that I take with kind of silly ideas that feel frivolous, but maybe I can do that on Patreon. So I ended up creating a Patreon this year, and I have two different tiers. One is the tier for podcasts, and that way you get all of these episodes that are ad-free and extended. And then I have a second tier that includes the podcast, but you also get access to videos that I wouldn't post on YouTube, either because I want to have a Shania Twain song in it and not have to avoid copyright laws, or it's something that's more artistic's not the right word, but it's not a teachable moment. It's creation for the sake of creation. It's very just experimental. And I would never put something experimental on YouTube. It just doesn't seem like the place that it belongs these days. So I have a Patreon, which, by the way, reminds me that because those are ad-free, I should take a moment right now for the ads. Let's thank today's sponsors. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. I always make a financial goal for the new year, whether it's I want to have 6 months to a year of living expenses and savings. What a great goal to have. Or I want to invest 10% of my paycheck every time I get paid. And if you've never invested before, I would try Acorns. Acorns makes it so easy to build an automatic routine. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits into you and your money goals. You also do not need to be rich. That is the biggest lie around investing, that you just have to have all this extra money lying around that you can invest. No, you can start with $5 or even less. You don't need a ton of time either. I know it can seem incredibly intimidating. I'm a 25-year-old teenage girl. I don't know how to start an investment portfolio. You can create an account on Acorns and start investing in 5 minutes. You'll be so proud of yourself. I think financial freedom in this day and age is the only freedom, and I want all of you to have it. Head to acorns.com/Lexi or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorn Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Lexi. Financial freedom is one of my biggest values, and I hound it into you guys because it's so important to me, and I want you all to have financial freedom. So I'm really excited to tell you about today's sponsor, Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Now, Acorns is helping you build your financial future in the background so you can just focus on holiday shopping, parties, travel, whatever. And you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with just spare money that you have right now. So that could be $5, even your spare change. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar and automatically invest your spare change for you. So when you grab that coffee in the morning on your way to work, that's investing. Head to acorns.com/Lexi, L-E-X-I-E, or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing in your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Lexi. Did you know that the average bottle of water contains 240,000 tiny particles of plastic? It's time to pass on the plastic and get a water filter that actually works. Lifestraw Home Studio is the only water filter dispenser that removes over 30 contaminants, including microplastics, bacteria, and PFAS. And it improves the taste of your tap water. Its compact design fits perfectly in small spaces like apartments or kitchens with limited space. And LA specifically, I mean, for it to be a first world country and LA water to taste as bad as it does is appalling. And I have tried the mainstream filters that you've probably heard of, that most of you probably have in your fridge. It doesn't do anything to the water out here. Like, my tap water still tastes horrible. My Life Straw, the tap water actually tastes noticeably different. That's huge for me because I was just drinking bottled water after bottled water because I hated that my filter didn't work. Two, Life Straw is a certified B Corp that gives back. So for every product sold, a child in need receives a year of safe water, and that's over 9 million to date. I love it. I cannot recommend it enough. No more nasties. Use code LEXI, L-E-X-I-E, for 15% off the purchase of any Life Straw home product at lifestraw.com. Offer cannot be combined with other promotions. All right, thank you, sponsors. Appreciate it. Unless you're on the Patreon, then we're just going to keep going. I started the artist way this year. I'm only 8 weeks in. I need to get back on the horse. I'm proud of myself for even doing 8 weeks. There was not a doubt in my mind that I would finish it. I thought that I would finish it in the 12 weeks. I did not think that there would be such a break, but life really does get in the way and you have to be a little bit more intentional about it. But if you're not familiar with what The Artist Way is, it's a book by Julia Cameron. It's a 12-week course and it comes with a workbook. So you're answering questions in addition to doing two rituals every week. And the rituals include every morning, write down 3 pages, stream of consciousness. It can be diary style, it could be creative writing, it could literally say blah, 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 blah for 3 pages. And then the second ritual is that for 2 hours every week, you need to take yourself on an artist date. And these are dates that you're completely alone on. For example, making Lola the floral bouquets, that was one of them. Or it could be walking around a neighborhood. So I walked around Greenpoint when I was staying there. I had this whole 2-hour meditative experience that I did. Then another one was just coloring with markers. I ordered a coloring book online and some nicer markers, which, by the way, the markers are so nice. I need to have a whole hub of the products that I like. This is a quick tangent. My management's always telling me, you don't link things. All these influencers are linking things. You don't have any data. And I'm like, oh yeah, I have things. I just don't think to link them. So I'm going to get better at linking things because oftentimes I don't link it unless people are directly asking and then I'll send them the link, but that's a whole different thing. I read The Tao of Pooh. I got a massage. I worked on my car. This one isn't quote unquote fully alone, but I did a color theory analysis. I ran in a field. I fostered a puppy and then ended up adopting it. But fostering the puppy was going to be one of my artist dates where I thought, okay, this isn't conventionally what is being asked of me, where I'm spending 2 hours doing something. But if I get a puppy and I foster him for a few weeks, that is going to do something for my inner artist. So I need to finish The Artist Way this year. That I can guarantee, cross my heart, pinky promise, I will do. But what was so interesting is when I started, I think I started in August, and then I went to New York to apartment swap in September. And on the flight, I had a middle seat. And I was just journaling, doing my 3 pages, which I don't always do in the morning. I also don't always do. I'd say on a good week, I journal 5 or 6 times. And on an average week, probably 3 or 4. It's pretty similar to exercising. I've gotten in such a good routine with journaling and exercising. They're such regular parts of my life, which I love and I feel very proud of. And it's also good for me. I like that I do it. And then also the act of doing it is good for me as well. Besides the point, feeling very rambly today. But I had a middle seat. I was journaling my pages. And then when we land, this older gentleman next to me, who has to be maybe in his early 80s, we landed and I'm putting my journal away. And he said, I was admiring your penmanship. It's great. I was like, oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I've just been doing this book called The Artist Way and trying to channel my inner artist. Do you make any art? And he ends up showing me these paintings that he makes. And they were so beautiful. And then the woman in the window seat joins the conversation. I said, do you feel like you, I don't know what I asked, but just the concept of your artist making art came up. And she ended up sharing a story that Julia Cameron talks about in the book of people who have had these enemies to their experience, where the woman in the window seat was telling us that she wanted to major in art history. And then her advisor, talked her against it or something. And then she just kind of gave it up altogether. And that's such a classic story. But it was great to be speaking to a man in his 80s, a woman in her 50s, and then me in my 20s. And we all have experience with art because every single one of us, every one of you listening to this, has an inner artist. We are all creative beings. And this book has been such a door to open these conversations. Same thing, I was journaling in this coffee shop in Williamsburg, and this girl and her father are having a conversation next to me, and she sees the book. She's like, oh, I did that. I love doing that. And then her and her dad and I are all having this longer conversation, and we end up following each other on Instagram. And, you know, she's just a cool bitch. She was so cool, and her dad was so cool. And they had great restaurant recommendations. I don't know. It's been a good conversation starter as well, which I love. And a conversation that I'm interested in. Oh, I didn't say this, but when I was mentioning Hyundai, I forgot to say that for the Sonoma trip, I brought my cousin, Morgan, who's a sister to me, as my guest. And getting to take a brand trip with her, oh, I need to take her everywhere. I want that girl everywhere with me. We're so different, but we complement each other so well. And I will say, we just continue to get closer and closer every single year because of, well, I don't know. I don't know why. We've always been close, but we've just been talking a lot more because of organizing things relating to the losses of family members. Oh, I don't want to talk. Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so bad at boundaries for this podcast because this is a diary style podcast, because I come on here free-flowing conversation with a basic topic that I want to run with, and then I'll start saying things and think, I don't want to say that, which is fine, but I normally don't just stop. I bring you on that journey of me realizing that I don't want to say it. So instead of me as a separate being outside of the microphone thinking in my brain, stop talking, pause, think of a new conversation, clip it so it no one notices. My brain's like, no, they can notice. It's okay. But it just makes it seem a little bit messier. But this is, I guess, just how I am. But the point was, I got to bring Morgan on a brand trip, and that was awesome. In other news outside of me, y'all know my friends because I've been on the internet for so long. And if you don't, you'll get to know them. Number one, Helen Ann. She won a housing lottery in New York, so she's moving into her very own studio apartment. Claudia relaunched Cycler. So now if you're looking for gorgeous, high quality body wash, body balm, and soon to have other products, I cannot recommend Cycler enough. I already got Morgan on it, my cousin. My friend Mel just bought a bottle. It's so good. Another friend of mine launched Snow's Pond. Drew launched a boxer brand. I think it'll probably expand, but the boxers on it right now are awesome. I have the camo ones, and my friend Mel already bought a pair. My friend John has a pair. I mean, they're the best. They work as shorts. They work as boxers. They're great to layer under sweats. I like wearing them to sleep, but I also like wearing them if I'm just like running around. It'd be so cute at the beach wearing a bikini with those over top. They're so awesome. Alex became an aunt. Camille went on her first tour. Tyra got a raise. I got a puppy. There are so many fun things that happened this year for all the people in my life. Career-wise, I started a Patreon this year, something I have been thinking about for quite some time, and bit the bullet. I do think it needs a little bit of reconfiguring. I love having a really simple concept of, yes, you get ad-free podcast episodes. I want to figure out how to work in. I like the extended, but sometimes I feel that I don't have something worthy of being extended every single episode. So part of me wants to change it to ad-free episodes and one bonus episode every month, because typically I would give anywhere from a 10 to 30 minute extension on the episodes, and I would rather give a 40 minute to an hour and a half long episode for you guys every month, and then I could have a certain topic that I want to talk about that's a little bit more personal. I'm not sure. Still thinking and working out the kinks. And then the video one, I almost would rather have everyone have access to it. So I don't know if I'll get rid of that tier or if I will reconfigure it. I'm not sure how that works. I want to keep the content that I have. It's more just arranging a different format for it. But that was new. Another new thing I tried, because I did say I wanted to experiment, and that's not painting on a giant canvas, but that is something new and that is experimental for me. Another experiment that I had was having a video element for the podcast. So for all of June, or maybe 2 weeks of June, 2 weeks of July, not that it matters to you, I uploaded video episodes of the podcast, and that was a lot of work, and I'm not sure if the juice was worth the squeeze. It's great for promotional videos to post on TikTok, to post on Instagram Reels, but on YouTube, I had like 5% of my listeners watching on YouTube. So it just 95% of people were still here. So it didn't really make sense to me necessarily to continue that. But I don't know. I also need help. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. I do. I need a partner in more ways than one. But I'm thinking career-wise right now, it would be so great to have another brain to bounce things off of, to help either make decisions. I'd like some strategy. I do have management, but I would like someone with, you know, boots on the ground over here, either helping me record, helping me edit, something of the sort. Yeah, that's always circling my brain. Guys, you've heard me say this for years now, but I need help, but I don't exactly know what I need help with. I just know that I need it. As for looking for a partner in other aspects, this was not a year for dating. I didn't date anybody this year. No relationship. So maybe I will put myself back out there in a new way. It's interesting. I was looking on a blog recently, and I haven't looked on, not like a blog, but like, what are those websites? Something like The Cut. I forget what it was. Under the dating category, it was obviously all written geared towards women, but it was swearing off men in 2025. What to do if you want to experiment with women, but you're afraid? What to do if you're chronically single? And it's such an interesting sign of the times. Whereas when I was a teenager and I was looking on 17, what are other, like Cosmo would be like, how to give the best mind-blowing blowjob of your life. And now the articles are like, what to do if I haven't kissed a man in 3 years? And it's really fascinating. It's really, really interesting. But I would love to have a relationship. I don't even know how that would work for me right now. I think I'd be a great girlfriend, but I don't know who that person I'd be the girlfriend for is. And where I'll meet them, or if I have already met them. I have no clue. I feel really blind in this area. There was a moment in September, maybe, or October, where I don't know how to explain it, but I just felt like I was getting closer. I felt like I was about to meet that person that I was going to get in a serious relationship with. And now I couldn't feel more far away from that. I really don't resonate with that thought process at all. I felt it inching closer to me. I didn't know how to explain it. It was just like, okay, I'm almost there. Like, this person's in my orbit. I can feel them. Nope. Not right now. That concept has left the building. As for YouTube videos, last year I said that it was my slowest year on YouTube yet, posting the smallest amount that I ever had, which was 15 videos. This year was pretty close. I posted 17. YouTube is really fun for me, but I have to find my audience again, you know? I have to find my people. I feel like I've lost them a little bit. My people are here, I know that for a fact. Maybe that's where y'all went. You came to my podcast. I love the podcast, and this I feel really solid in. Maybe I need to market it a little bit, change the cover art, who knows, do a little fine tweaks, things like that. But YouTube might need, not a makeover. See, here's my issue. I always like to do what I want, always. And I don't like doing what I'm told. For instance, it's the new year. A topical concept would be making a video about the new year, New Year's resolutions. I want to talk about my incredible fitness routine and how I am so on top of my shit. I am in such good shape right now. I wanted to talk about that. And I had to fight myself. I had a whole internal battle that was like, you can do that video, that episode, anytime you want. Your fitness routine can go up next week. It doesn't matter. I'm not telling you that you can't post it. I'm just saying, if you want to make your 2024 report card, that should be this week. It's the first week of January. That makes the most sense. And I had to fight with myself. It's the same thing where, you know, someone will say, you should do these trends. And then it's like, well, I don't want to do those trends. And then by the time that I want to do the trends are so outdated. Like the hear me out cake. I'm like, well, everyone's doing that. It's like, okay. And I don't know if it's, not to get all astrological, I don't know if it's because I'm an Aquarius moon, and I'm like, sorry, nope, I need to be hopelessly unique. And then there's some part of me that's like flicking myself in the head, being like, get over yourself. But I've always been that way a little bit. And I think that gets in the way because the place that social media is in this day and age is it's so based on homogeny and following trends and keeping up with these like universal mainstream relatable ideas. And I'm always, yes, I believe that the personal is the universal, but I don't want to cater myself to the masses necessarily. And I don't want to be, I just don't want my social media to be marketing necessarily. Like there are so many incredible ways to market yourself on social media and to be strategic, but I'm still so stubborn and I just want to chat and show up the way that I want to chat and show up and I don't want to give it forethought. And that doesn't seem to be working for me anymore. And I need to stop being so stubborn and open myself up to ideas. For example, other ways I've been stubborn. No, I don't want to have a video element to this podcast. Why, Lexi? Why don't you want to have a video element? Well, because I feel a lot more comfortable talking in the microphone. And if there's a camera around, I'm going to be slightly more distracted by how do I look? Is this a flattering angle on me? And then maybe I won't be able to open myself up as much. And the quality of the content in the episode will decrease. Did that happen? No. I was stubborn about that for no reason. Another one. You should have your face on the cover art of the podcast. Nope. Why not? Everyone else does. Okay. And it works. Nope, don't want to do it. Lexi, you should have guests twice a month on your podcast, which means two solo episodes still get to go up. That means 50% of the show is still solo. No, what about once a month? Maybe. It's kind of just a solo diary style podcast. That's just the nature of it. Like, okay, great, but then you can't expect it to grow necessarily. So one of my resolutions is to be a little bit more open-minded to my work. So this is ironic to me saying that my goal last year was to experiment more, but that was more personal exploration of art and trying different mediums. Whereas let's be a little bit more open-minded on social media. Like why there's a hear me out cake and you have some ideas, just try it. Don't not do it just because other people are doing it. That's not a good reason. I would love to hear what your New Year's resolutions are. Maybe we can do a little bit more of an interactive episode because I didn't do a Q&A for this, and I typically do. If you have any requests or any ideas for me, I'd love to hear them because I'm in a mood today. I don't know what mood. Like, I feel good, but I feel not grumpy. That's not fair and not really accurate. I'm not sure. All I know is I'm in like a little bit sort of a mood. I feel like I have an attitude right now, and that's unusual for me. But I did want to wish you all a very happy new year. I want to hear your resolutions. I'm going to continue organizing my life. I really haven't done that. I don't have a plan. I have concepts of a plan. That's where I'm at right now. Yeah, I'm not president yet. I can't believe that man is president. Oy, that's, can't talk about that. I just got to wrap this up. Y'all, that's my report card for 2024. Welcoming in 2025. I will talk to you guys all next week. If you're on Patreon, stay listening. We have the extended episode ready for you.
Swoony balloony.
We're going to do a little test clip. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. How y'all doing? What
How
the fuck
y'all
is up?
Doing?
Whip your dicks out. Whip your tits out. Good fucking night. Nighty night.
And that is a sneak peek of the episode you will get with me and my best friend Emily June on Patreon. So if you're interested, keep on listening or click the link in the show notes below and you can listen to it if you're not already on Patreon. If not, that's your episode. Happy fucking New Year. I love you all so much and I will talk to you next week. XOXO, Lexi.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.